is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we roll here into hour number two of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Going back into the phone calls, is it pronounced Dana? I'm sorry, I think I messed it up last time. Dana in Texas?
Yes. My dad's name was Dan, so my mother added an A. So
okay.
It's Dana.
So what did you have to share with us tonight, Dana?
Well, what you were talking about a little bit ago about the illegal search that happened on the compound.
Yeah.
Based on the two primary evidences to try to seek the warrant in the search.
Right. They had a fake phone, a false, what appears to be a completely fallacious
absolutely.
Phone call.
I know. That's what I was trying to tell you Saturday night when you cut me off.
We had you for an entire segment, sweetie.
And you said you didn't have, you had problems reading legal mumbo-jumbo and you cut me off and hung up. And
it was the end of the segment.
That's what I was trying to point out.
I know.
Thank you for that, Dana.
We have to clear up, just because other people don't know this, too. We have hard breaks. When the music starts, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't say, whoa, stop the record. Dana's got some more things to say.
And we had a bunch of other callers on the line.
It's not what happened, but that's not the reason why I'm talking to you now. I want to thank you for pointing this out, that original warrant should be voided.
It should be.
And
right, but it won't matter. Even if they void it, they're still going to have the kids, right? They're not going to go and return all the kids back, even if they
should.
But they won't.
But it is pointing out something else of where we are moving in this system.
Please say.
And
please state.
If they can do it there and get by with it, then any other religious or different groups,
that's right,
like the Amish, the Quakers, the Mennonites, they better get attention and look up to this because we're headed closer and closer to government control, similar to Nazism.
Absolutely.
Like Hitler did.
And let me hearken back to those times. Pastor Martin Niemöller wrote a great little poem about how first they came for the communists, and I wasn't
absolutely
a communist, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for the trade unionists. In this case, they came for the FLDS. And, you know, before that, they went after the drug users. And then now they're going after immigrants. And before you know it, it's going to be you and your family. Dana, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. She's right about that. And Americans better be paying close attention to this. Put down the beers and pay attention to what's going on around you. Turn off the television set, log out of Fox News, and, you know, clue in to what's really going on. Because the mainstream media is not bringing you the total story. They're not bringing, if they're bringing you the story, they're not bringing you the commentary to tie it all together. Because they are bringing you the story about the FLDS.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you what happened. But no one is saying this was wrong.
Yeah.
No one except Free Talk Live and maybe a handful of other shows out there is saying this is terrible.
What they're actually saying is basically this is right. You know, they talk about them being
these
upset.
Are weird.
They, you know,
they use
the term compound.
Yeah.
You know, and they make it
look
seem,
how they dress.
They make it seem completely legitimate what the government's doing. Nobody's out there asking, which I think a journalist should, does this fit into, the state constitution of Texas? Does this fit into the federal constitution?
Journalists don't take classes about constitutions.
Where is the probable cause here? Shouldn't a legal, legal commentator be asking these questions? Like, hey, it looks like the state government of Texas is way out of line here.
Yeah.
It looks like they're stepping all over the constitution. Probable cause, 1,000 years worth of common law, but they don't say those things.
And what is the? And of course, they're all working together.
So they're reporting the facts of what happened, but they're not reporting the facts of how the law is being stepped on. This isn't commentary, people. This is the facts.
And so the media is working in hand in hand with the government to promote the government and its viewpoint. And the government, of course, also is well tied in with the Bar Association, the lawyers group out there. And so none of these lawyers are going to advise their clients, in this case the FLDS women, the mothers and the fathers, none of them are going to advise them and say, whoa, you shouldn't take these DNA tests. They're just trying to figure out who the dads are so they can charge them with statutory rape. Well, you shouldn't take these tests. They're going to catalog your information. They're going to put you on file. Who knows what they're going to use this information for? And odds are good, if you take these DNA tests you've been ordered to take, odds are good they're not going to give you your kids back anyway. I would advise you to just not obey these people. They've already got your kids. They're not going to give them back. And so why give them your DNA? But no, all the lawyers are saying, well, yeah, you want this, you know, you want them to go easy on you here. They might give your kids back. Just give them your DNA. It's no big deal.
You know, and it's that darn Benjamin Franklin quote out there that is just the worst one that says, the man who has who represents himself has both a client, a fool for a client and an attorney. Mm. You've heard that one?
No, but it sounds interesting.
It's an interesting quote, but unfortunately, it says to people is
lawyers are good.
What you need to do is abdicate your responsibilities when it comes to legal things. You need to, you know, you need to listen to what your lawyer says. You need to, you know, step away. And I say that, you know, I'm of the opinion that I'm the best one to represent myself in a court case simply because they have to step down every single time and explain things
to
they
you.
They can't right. just. You know, fling things past you. You have to understand every step of the way.
And you can ask a bunch of questions about that. We can't say for sure that we know exactly how to do things in the courtroom, but there are some people out there with some ideas, and they're trying them out, and they're having some level of success. Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com advocates asking a bunch of questions and making it so that you don't move through the conflict process with them, that you just enter into this extended discussion phase where you ask them a bunch of questions that literally, they're not going to want to deal with you if you ask them the right questions. You keep asking them questions. You tell them you don't understand what's going on. Can you imagine if 400, or excuse me, there's a couple hundred of these parents, these women. Can you imagine if 100 of these women went into the courtrooms and just started,
bogging them down,
reading off, 18 pages worth of Mark Stevens questions, just, you know, asking them question after question. Oh, no, do you understand that? No, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Can you explain to me what this means and what this means? And, you know, do I have the right to have a fair trial and just go through this whole log list of questions? It would take them 15 years to process through all of this, and they'd have to change something. They'd have to do something differently because they wouldn't be able to make anything happen. But because people are so obedient, because people just fall right in line whatever the government orders to do them to do something, they're just going to get processed through. They're going to have all their DNA taken from them, and then they're going to continue to have their kids taken from them. They're going to be allowed to probably return to their homes, but they're not going to have their kids anymore. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to TJ in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, TJ.
How are you guys today?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the marijuana debate. I understand you guys are pro-legalizing marijuana.
I'm pro-re-legalizing everything.
I'm pro-freedom is what I'd say. And I'd say that since you have the freedom to drink a beer, you have the freedom to smoke a joint.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I agree. However, I have a bit of a different take on this than you.
Let's go.
Now, I'm in Kentucky here. And we have very liberal marijuana laws. We have liberal tax laws, period. And we have tons of people coming from other states to buy cigarettes here.
Uh-huh.
Leave the state, they're nailed for tax evasion, and they're thrown in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, assuming we were to legalize marijuana
prison? Hold on, before you go on, people come in, buy cigarettes, leave the state with them, and they're thrown in prison?
Yes, sir.
They're not just given a ticket.
I'm surprised you guys don't know that.
I guess I didn't know.
We've got, Tennessee just hired a whole bunch of undercovers to hang out at our tobacco stores so they can find people with out-of-state plates coming in here.
That's awful.
Okay, now go on with the marijuana thing.
Now, if you ever been to Holland or British Columbia, you see the prices over there for marijuana.
Okay.
Now, assuming that it was legal here, what we would see is the corporatocracy would take the prices to a point where it would be out of the hands of the regular person to go and buy it, whereas right now it isn't. And if you were caught buying from a regular person who would give you a good deal, you would be tax evading.
Now,
and therefore, you would take something that right now might be a ticket, but you would automatically turn that into prison.
You know, I disagree because, for one, there will be competition in the same way that cigarettes, although expensive.
Well, there's not in Amsterdam. I mean, it goes for $50 a gram over there.
I have no idea what it goes for. And the fact is, you can go out and find a place where you can buy a $20 glass of beer in America, too. That doesn't mean that every beer is $20, you know? I mean, you can still go get a 50-cent beer at the grocery store if you want to drink, Natty Light or whatever. So, I mean, there's all different ranges. You know, it may very well be that there's a $50 gram in Amsterdam, but it can't be all.
You can't touch a gram over there for under $30.
Let's talk more about this.
Yeah,
TJ, hang on. 800-259-9231. I haven't been to Amsterdam, but I have been to California, and things are a little bit more legal-ish over there. I'll tell you about my experiences as far as price range and that sort of thing, and I'm sure our California listeners can talk about it as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them right there from the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. In Chapter 5 of Freedom Engineering, an online anarcho-capitalist adventure series, Tad Galahad catches something in his spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com, or I guess that's a hyphen, isn't it? That's freedom-engineering.com to read more.
It sounds like it's coming along, the storyline here.
Spam can.
And I'm of the opinion that sort of libertarian fiction is a really great way to get to meet people. I think that the Terry Goodkind, which is, you know, libertarian.
You meet people by reading the book?
Did I say meet? I'm sorry. To reach people.
Okay.
to reach people because, you know, the Terry Goodkind books, Sword of Truth, and the Jack, Repairman Jack by F. Paul Wilson. I've read both of these series, and they're very interesting. They're bestsellers and all that stuff, and I think that it brings to people that wouldn't otherwise hear the Liberty Message, Liberty Message.
So I'm with you.
I think this is a great idea, and so go to freedomengineering.com.
Freedom-engineering.com. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to TJ here and continue the conversation. TJ is frightened. He likes the idea of re-legalizing marijuana, but he's scared that if it happens, that prices will go up. And I'm sorry, TJ, that's just not how things are in the free marketplace. But perhaps you're envisioning a non-free marketplace. In that case, I could understand. For instance, if they were to re-legalize marijuana, but then regulate marijuana to the point where only government-approved marijuana dispensaries would be the only legitimate method to acquire the marijuana, then in that case, certainly you would have a monopolistic sort of a situation set up as opposed to the current
black
market.
But we have that with beer. Currently, only government-approved outlets can sell beer.
You're talking about less than like a bunch of bars. You're talking about like one dispensary per town or something. What do you envision?
That's not how it is in Amsterdam.
What do you envision?
Well, actually, I'm envisioning something like Amsterdam, to be honest with you, where what you're going to have is approximately maybe 10 to 12 companies, and they're going to get together and they're going to decide what the price goes for.
Collude.
And if you go outside of those companies, then you've just committed a bigger crime than if it would have been illegal to begin with.
Well,
that's what I'm worried about.
I agree that's a problem. Absolutely, that you know, people that that have you know, monopolies on selling things, that's a bad thing. But it happens here in the United States, and I don't understand. I haven't been to Amsterdam, and you have, but that doesn't mean either.
No, I haven't. But I've looked online at their little menus and all that good stuff. So.
Okay, there you go. So what we have is two uninformed people. You have a little bit of knowledge, which is even more dangerous, about, you know, why it is that prices are high in Amsterdam. The fact
is, if
10 or 12 businesses are competing, they simply can't collude. That many businesses cannot collude to set a price.
Someone will break the cartel in order to...
Well, it seems like the more legal it is, the more expensive it is. See, we moved from Michigan, and up there, it was really cheap.
Are hamburgers really expensive?
I'm sorry?
Are hamburgers really expensive?
No,
they're not. Legal products that are fully legal in a marketplace that you can get into,
there's no
restrictions.
Point, when we were in Michigan, it was so cheap compared to anywhere else. And down here in Kentucky, where we have way more liberal laws, it's a whole lot more expensive.
Well, in Ann Arbor,
and you look at British Columbia.
Ann Arbor is almost completely legal there. What's a $25 ticket?
No, sir. They've changed it. It's a $200 fine. They don't even hash bash isn't even the same anymore.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, that's what I'd heard was Ann Arbor was quite cheap.
Really cracked down. They
look, TJ, let me make something clear here. No one on this show is advocating for government control of marijuana.
Absolutely.
When we talk
not.
About decriminalization or re-legalization, or whatever word you want to use, we're talking about taking it out of the black market, ending prohibition, and allowing the free marketplace to handle it. In a
Absolutely.
Free marketplace, then anybody can compete. In a free marketplace, if you don't like the prices at the corner store, you can grow your own marijuana and sell it out of your house, or sell it as a delivery man, or whatever it is.
We don't have a free marketplace on anything, even hamburgers. That's still regulated. You still have...
That may be true, TJ, but you're not making a very good argument to in favor of prohibition here. We're talking about the free market,
I'm not in favor of prohibition. I'm just really worried how the cards are going to fall if it changes.
Yeah,
because right now, how
I'm completely baffled
right.
by it. I hear what you're saying as far as you know, you've noted some anecdotal evidence. I hear that, but the fact is, marijuana isn't different than other products, and the way the marketplace works is, you know, more availability means cheaper rates. I'm not for regulation of hamburgers, and I'm not for regulation of marijuana. I'm not for government regulation of anything, because the government is really bad at everything it does.
Right on.
Right, and I think that, and TJ, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. I think that if we actually got to the point where we were seeing this kind of sea change that we need to see, and there would be presumably marijuana civil disobedience going on, people would be talking about the issue. Maybe some political change would happen, but if people are visibly selling marijuana and smoking marijuana in public, if it's gotten to the point where we're just seeing so much civil disobedience, the police have thrown up their hands in the air, then by default it will become a legitimate product again. If the police are no longer stealing from people, if they're no longer putting people in jail, it will become legitimate. And I don't want to see any of these activists that worked so hard to reclaim marijuana freedom just give up when the state proposes to regulate it. Stop it. Just continue doing disobedience. Say, no, we are not going to get a marijuana sales permit. No, we are not going to jump through your hoops in order to sell marijuana. We're going to grow it, and we're going to sell it, and we're going to smoke it. And to hell with you. You've been putting us in jail before. You can keep threatening us with jail now. We're going to keep living like free people. I think that we're going in a direction that these government people have never experienced before. We're going in a direction, we're evolving, if you will, toward the marketplace. We're evolving towards the next level of freedom for mankind, and that is the voluntary society. And I wouldn't be too concerned about how things are going to shake out, because if you've got enough activists in one place, as we do here in New Hampshire, I don't think things are going to shake out like they did in Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, it was a political decision. In Amsterdam, the politicos made a change, and they allowed some level of marijuana sales. It's still restricted. You can't sell marijuana legally on the street. You have to sell it from a coffee shop. So there's a very restricted marketplace in marijuana there. In California, there's some restricted there's a restricted marketplace situation there, and the prices seem a little high, but when you actually look at what you're getting for what you're paying out in California, you're getting the best weed. You can't find crappy weed in California. It's all good now because of the medical marijuana situation. There's actually surplus medical marijuana that makes its way magically onto the black market.
Can you imagine?
And so, you're still paying fairly high prices because there are still black market dealers in operation in California, but your product is consistently better than it ever was. And the price you pay for an ounce of marijuana in California, you get a better ounce of marijuana for a similar price as you would pay pretty much anywhere else in the country. That's been my experience, and would love to hear from you. Let's go to Craig in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Craig. Craig in California, going once. Craig in California, going twice. Let's go to Matt in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, now this is Craig.
Oh, it's
okay.
Craig.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Wrong button there. I'm just calling because I was in Amsterdam last November.
Mm-hmm.
And the last caller, I've heard that theory before, and usually people that spout that theory, it's an excuse to not do anything about anything. But in his case, he did have his reasons, and it sounded like he wasn't just saying stuff. So
I want to hear what you have to say about Amsterdam. Hang on. We're going to find out what you paid for marijuana when you were over there, and more with your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and change pretty much anything. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Working out, eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to this, go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
Continuing here with the calls, by the way, quick correction. We said the other night, or I said that there is no way you can carry a blade if you live in the United Kingdom, and I was wrong, according to a UK resident. Ed, he says that you can carry a blade of no more than 3 inches in length.
Whoopee-doo. What are you going to do with 3 inches except make somebody angry?
Well, apparently you're going to poke yourself with it. These knives must fold into itself to avoid accidental harm, but must not lock into place, meaning the state has banned the safest mechanism of folding knives and allowed the flimsiest. So a little bit more info for you there. Let's continue. We go back to Craig on the line in California. Craig wanted to correct or add to the information from our earlier caller, TJ, who claimed that when he was in Amsterdam, marijuana was $50 a gram. Craig, can you back that up or dispute
it? Well, I was there, and TJ actually admitted he had been there. He had looked it up online.
Oh, that's true.
Good point. But when I was there, it goes as low as 5 euros.
And, so that's $10 for a gram.
Yeah.
That's for the best damn weed you've ever seen, right?
Well, they have that, and that's a little more, but it's for very, very good, comparable to anything, you know, that the Midwest or the South is used to.
When were you there?
November.
Okay, so that's pretty fresh.
I'll even name the place where I got it. It was called the Down Creek.
Hmm. And so was that the usual price, or what was the range? Was it like 10 up through 20?
Usually you'd expect 7.5 euros to 10 euros. Or if you're a real connoisseur, it can go skyrocket up to $20, $25 or 25 euros.
That's 20. Oh, okay. So
that's the $50 he's talking about.
So, okay. So in other words, they have a whole range from the very low all the way to the very top.
When you say very low, in Amsterdam is the high end of the black market here.
I would say, it's at mid to high range here. Now, they're very low.
My question is, if I were to, say, go down to the corner bar here in town that I've been to before called Panucci's, I can get a beer for $1.50. On Sundays, I can get it for 75 cents. But if I were to go to, some big – if I was to go to New York City and hit the tourist spots, I'm going to pay $7, $8, $10 a beer. Maybe – and, you know, if you go to the high-end spots, you can pay
$20. Mm-hmm. That's another good point. That's
my question
why
is
why you want to avoid the Bulldog and those touristy places over there.
What do the people in Amsterdam pay for weed is what I want to know.
Well, I don't know. That probably goes on behind closed doors. But actually, I saw a lot of locals at the places I would go to because there's just no – even if you knew of a black market outlet, I mean, why go that route when it's very convenient, not too much, to just go the normal and legal way of it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind paying a little more if it meant I didn't risk an arrest. That didn't seem to bother me. But then again, we are talking about a very restricted market. The legal market in Amsterdam is incredibly restricted. There are only a few legitimate vendors.
You can't grow it in your backyard. You can't throw the seeds in your backyard and grow it that way?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
They just tolerate that. Technically, you're not supposed to, but they
know
you need to do that.
But I can't imagine.
But you can't sell it.
I can't imagine that a person can, you know. But everybody's got a yard.
Yeah.
Most of the people over there who produce it, they sell it to the one of the 100 or so coffee houses.
Sure, I understand. But there's a lot of people that drink beer in bars, and then there's a lot of people that drink beer at home. And and his argument was that the legalization would increase the cost. And I can hardly imagine there's a case where it's legal to sell marijuana in a marijuana bar, but it's not legal to grow a pot plant in your backyard.
It's just a new twist on something I've heard, you know, all my adult life on this issue. When people talk like that, they seem to, it seems like something just to say because they heard someone else say it. There's really no logic in it. I mean,
there's no logic in it.
The less regulation there is, the better, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Either have the one. You know, it's crazy. If they can remove some layers here, even if it was still taxed or regulated or controlled in some way, it would at least be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it'd be a step in the right direction to not have 750,000 marijuana smokers arrested every year.
Right, to say that absolutely. And to say that getting rid of a little bit of getting rid of all the regulation on something is the only acceptable course is a sort of course that will result in nothing. You will get nothing. If it's all or nothing, you get nothing every single time.
Craig, great call tonight. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. Well, that is what I want, Mark. I do want total marijuana
freedom. Yeah, but you don't want all or nothing.
Oh, yeah. I'll take halfway. I'll take three-fourths of the way. I'll take whatever. I mean, any steps in the right direction, I applaud and am in favor of, sure. But I do have an end game in mind, and I do have a goal. And that's important to have. Let's continue here with your calls. Bring up anything. We go to Dustin in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Dustin.
Yes, I am in L.A., and I can tell you something about weed.
I bet you can.
Tell us about it.
Well, I'm not a big pot smoker, but it is hard to find bad weed out here. But I do have to say that, hands down, the best value is in Jamaica.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, their economy is lower. Their expectations aren't as high.
Sure.
Rent on whatever it is that their land they're using to produce is, and the place that they use to store and purvey their wares is low. So
don't you go to Jamaica, get off the plane, and people start immediately offering it to you on the streets?
Absolutely. But I'd been warned before I went there that there's some kind of con going on with cops. You know, they have someone sell it, and they come arrest you and take your money, and then
sure.
send you on your way.
Well,
so you wait, and you go down the street to the jerk chicken place, and you go in the back room and get a big sack for $20.
Yeah, I heard that they just throw fresh buds in a big brown bag, and you walk away with them, and you get all kinds of weed for next to nothing.
Absolutely, but they size you up, and they see if you know what you're doing. So I was there on a business trip, and I got back to the hotel and went to try it out with a coworker. I said, "Yeah, here I got some," and they say, "Oh, how much?" And I said, $20, and they pull out a bag 10 times bigger. They say, "How much?" And they go, $20.
$20. You got scammed. But
well,
still, it was a better deal.
He got scammed, but he got 10 times what he would have gotten here. It's probably
true. Absolutely. There's no way you could smoke it all. And so I had to throw my wallet away on my way out because it smelled so heavily.
Wow. That's awesome.
Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about the AMP program and my twist on it.
Okay.
The goal has been to get the Free Talk Live on more stations, right?
That's the primary goal, but also to generally bring more listeners. So internet advertising is also something.
Promote.
Yeah.
Promote. Well, I took it upon myself to fire up a pirate station at my house.
Okay, good.
Valley.
Wow.
And
Where is it?
Simi Valley, California.
Simi Valley, okay. And is
that
it FM?
Near LA?
Is it AM?
99.1 FM.
99.1 FM.
So that is a full-fledged pirate, right?
Yeah, well...
How many watts?
It's cooking... The effective power is probably 10 to 15 watts.
Not too shabby. How high is your antenna up there?
Well, see, I don't have the...
No, no, who does?
To go above the tree line yet.
Right.
But it's what they call a 5/8 folded. No one cares.
Where
but,
did you get your transmitter from? On the internet?
Well, I'm a freedom engineer. I built it.
Oh, you built it from scratch. Wow.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of risking a little bit because I'm a broadcast engineer and I have access to bits and pieces. And over the years, I've run stations all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Don't you work for a station right now? Aren't they going to get a little upset at you for competing?
Well, they're not going to know about it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And it's not competing. I wouldn't try that. And I don't run spots other than the GCN feed.
Mm-hmm.
I run music during the day. And then from work, I can log in to my home PC at about 4 o'clock our time here. And once I know that your internet stream's up, I switch over to that.
Wow, that is fantastic. Now,
so
I'm curious.
Yeah,
Dustin, aren't you concerned about the FCC?
No, because, okay, here's the inside story. You know, I'm in the business, and I've sat in the meetings. Now, remember, this is L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat in the meeting. The local engineers get together, and once in a while, the local FCC bigwig will talk to us. And if you listen... read between the lines, you find out they can't keep up with the pirates, and they're not going to go looking for them.
I want you to tell me more. If you can hang on. I have always been fascinated by pirate radio. In fact, pirate radio...
You got the sticker right here. Says, I'm a pirate.
Pirate radio is what got me into the business. And we'll talk to Dustin about his station and the FCC and why he's not concerned. Right there in L.A., more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and your money will be reinvested into the show to help us get on more radio stations, help bring more internet listeners on board, and expose more people to the message of freedom and liberty. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details and learn about the perks that you'll get access to. You'll get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the chat room, the forum, and more. All of the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Dustin in California calling from the Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. Apparently you have a house out in Simi Valley where you've decided to amp the show in a little bit of a different fashion. We certainly don't expect this from any of our listeners, but
I do. From here on out, Dustin set the bar.
Yeah. But what you've done is you've built your own FM transmitter because you're a broadcast engineer, so you know how to do those things.
And you can buy them on eBay.
You're running 10. You can buy them brand new, actually. Transmitters R Us, I believe, is
well, mine's better than that.
Well, I'm sure it is. It's 10 to 15 watts, and it's 99.1 FM in Simi Valley. And when did it go on the air, Dustin?
Oh, well, it's been several weeks, and this is a reincarnation of something I've had in other places I've lived.
Oh, okay.
But it's bigger and better, and I've been developing the antenna system to see what would work best in the valley. It's been several weeks, and I've been developing the programming, and but the goal is always to get Free Talk Live on live via the stream. And I also run what I think are best does during the day if I thought something was pretty cool.
Oh, great.
Cool. I'm also trying, I'm going to look into getting Gardner's, he has a podcast, right?
Gardner Goldsmith's Against the Grain. You can go to libertyconspiracy.com to get on board with him there. He's a great guy, great
right.
show, principled libertarian. Here's my other question about your transmitter there, Pirate Radio. Again, I love Pirate Radio. How much coverage are you getting out of that 10 to 15 watts?
I'm slowly making it bigger with the improvements of the antenna. Right now, I'd say it's about a 2-mile radius.
That's not too shabby. I mean, no. I was looking at Simi Valley. There's 111,000 people there. It's like almost 3,000 people per square mile. So, and technically, you're covering a few thousand people there.
Oh, absolutely. So, and it's amazing how much you can do with a little bit of power. It's all about height, really.
Yes, it's all about the height of your tower.
I'm hiding the thing in the garage, and it's right up to the peak, probably around 15 feet.
Oh, so your antenna is actually inside?
Yeah, it's in the garage.
And I'm
kind of up on one side of the valley, which is a bonus.
Yeah.
I have a mast and everything ready. I'm not quite willing to go that far yet. I want to see how things play out.
Well, you were going to tell us about the situation with Pirate Radio in L.A. You're saying you were attending some meetings with the FCC bigwigs where they were saying things, or you were reading between the lines, where they had suggested there was just too much pirate radio and they couldn't go after it all?
It's not so much that it's too much, and there is a lot of it out here, but there's so much expansion in radio all across the board with its cell phones and point-to-point, and they're more worried about someone putting up a dispatch antenna for their trucking company or something and making sure that's all, quote,
why?
Legit. Well, there's so much traffic.
But why are they so concerned about a dispatch tower for a
trucking
company?
Money out of a company, and they can't probably get
money
from a pirate.
Absolutely, and they want to license every radio and make sure it's all under their control. And if you cover two aspects of broadcasting that I've come to understand, you can hide. One is to have a really quality signal. If it's quality signal, quality programming, most people won't think twice. They'll think it's just some low-budget station.
Yeah, if you're not interfering, what I've seen my history of studying and watching pirate radio is that if your signal is not interfering with another station in the area, then the number one reason why someone's going to get reported to the FCC is because you're messing with an established station. You're
exactly
you're trampling
right.
on trampling on their signal in some way, or there's harmonics showing up or whatever, and then they contact the FCC and say, hey, there's this pirate stepping on our frequency. But if
right.
you've got a if you're on a clear channel and there's no other stations around to be interfered with, and you're certain that you're being a good neighbor, if you will, then it's very unlikely. And as you
I know,
say, if you're
I,
not
I disagree with that assertion. Now, maybe that's true in California where there's so many radio stations that people just don't know. But I can tell you in Sarasota, Florida, where I sold ads, mm-hmm. I knew when a pirate station came on. I found out about it. I worked for a radio station. I turned over that piece of paper to the program director of the station, just saying, hey, look, there's another
you snitched
station.
Out of station?
I didn't snitch him out. I said, hey, look. And then Pete Jarrett went to the FCC on him.
That bastard.
Plenty of places where there's only one station in the whole the whole area, parts of Montana where there's one FM station, and I've
right.
talked to them just for fun. So what I did is I drove around and made sure it was a clean channel. And so I'm not going to step on anyone's toes. I put up a clean signal with decent-sounding programming. And I have anecdotal evidence from my career that even if you do step on someone's toes, it's really hard to get the attention of the FCC.
Really?
You have to have a recording of it. You have to be able to prove it happened and have a reasonable suspect. And, I was working for the number one rock station out here in L.A., big time, and someone popped up on the same frequency and was calling themselves our station and was taking phone calls and was absolutely insane. And it was disgusting radio. On
yeah.
our channel.
Right.
Nothing happened. Eventually
Nothing happened.
They turned it off.
Oh, I see. They just got tired of it. They got
Most
bored.
These guys are mobile.
Yeah.
So they'll do it out of a van and just move around and change
Best.
Channels. And that's a different kind of pirate radio. I don't respect that too much.
Yeah.
It's stepping on someone's toes. And if we're.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole idea of property. Well, that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
About FCC and all
So how far does it go? What's your reach?
About two miles.
Oh, okay. And that's going to go up as I tweak the antenna, and I will move it outdoors.
Are you planning on making it more of a presence than just radio? Are you planning on having a website for it and really
no.
going? No.
No, the only real purpose was to, and I'm being honest, I just wanted to broadcast Free Talk Live. It's such a breath
you.
Of fresh air for me out in California. I don't think the rest of the country really gets how different it is here.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to California one time, and it is an interesting place.
I enjoy the weather.
It's very nice.
Well, that's a funny thing. I don't enjoy the weather. I'm a really odd duck.
Come on up to New Hampshire. It's
love to have
you. I'm actually from Portsmouth.
Did you really? Have you signed the Free State Project yet?
I can't because I know my wife won't go for it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know
if there was a libertarian utopia in existence, your wife wouldn't go for it?
We're actually looking at Montana, believe it or not.
That's probably a step up from California.
It is. See, it's a step in the right direction. I don't think she'll go for New Hampshire. But
why Montana? Why? What's her deal? What's with the
Montana
versus
New
Hampshire?
We have, there's a family connection there, and it would work out.
That'll do it.
That's a whole other topic I wasn't ready to talk about.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
but
fine.
It is ironic that I'm from there, technically. I was born at Pease Air Force Base. As a baby, and then I moved away. My parents have nothing good to say about it.
Why don't you try to bring her? Bring her to Pork Fest if you can.
Oh, that was the plan. That was a whole bunch of drama. No one cares.
Oh boy, yeah,
but that's
right,
not going to happen. But
hey,
well,
keep us informed. Keep us informed as to the progress of your station, as far as if the FCC ever comes a knocking, and what you plan on doing if that does indeed happen. If you get any feedback from your listeners or anything like that, congratulations.
Well, that
on
would
your,
be the day. That would yeah. be the day, is to get a call from Simi Valley on the show. That would be.
We've
really
had
fulfilling.
People call listening on pirate frequencies before, so it does
awesome.
Happen.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, keep your ears peeled for that. And, Dustin, thank you for the call, and thank you for putting your butt on the line, because the FCC, if they do go after pirates, they usually are pretty serious. They will take all of your equipment. They'll even take equipment that really has nothing to do with the radio station.
Everything in the house is gone, like computers and all that other stuff.
And you know, then they want to find you $20,000, and you might be facing jail time. So it's a pretty serious deal putting transmitters on the air. And so big congratulations to him. I've always been a fan of the pirate broadcasters. I've always loved broadcasting in general. I've always loved radio. And when I found out that you couldn't just turn on your own radio station, I was very upset about that.
How old were you? 12?
I don't know. At some point in my teenage years. And I then, you know, decided to learn more about this concept of pirate radio and was absolutely fascinated and enthralled by it. And I wanted to do it, but at the same time, I didn't want to get in trouble.
For sure.
I was in my late teens, and I didn't want to have all my stuff stolen from me. I certainly couldn't really afford to have all my stuff stolen.
So
I decided, well, what better way to, you know, work my way in that direction than actually get into the business, to get into broadcasting on the business side in the legitimate arena and actually learn the business, learn broadcasting. And that's what I did. I went and got an internship at the local radio stations, and you know, that turned into a paid gig, and that turned into free
talk. How long did it take you to get paid?
To get paid? 9 months. It's much quicker these days, from what I understand. Lots of interns get hired lickety-split.
They did when I was there, they got hired relatively quickly.
Yeah. So I put in my time, and it turned into Free Talk Live, and now here we are today, where pirate stations are picking up my show. So it's wonderful how things work out. 800-259-9231. As long as we've got responsible pirates like Dustin, they're not going to interfere with the other stations in the area. That's great.
It's our show, Hotshot.
1-800-259-9231. I know you like to think that, sweetie. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Fact.